Hi Bernie, this is to explain how my boos are automatically blipped and could be sent elsewhere in the process. I click on the heart sign and that makes a favourite of a particular boo, so it's optional as to what gets into this stream. And then there's an RSS feed on Audioboo behind my favourites, always there. And it instantly updates itself as soon as I add a favorite. And I have burnt this feed in FeedBurner. And so I've got a burnt version of the feed. Now, because Audioboo don't update to anywhere to say that that's updated because it's outside their control, it's a burnt feed, I ping twice an hour to FeedBurner to say this feed is updated. I have a hub, the FeedBurner hub, subscribed to the burned feed, and I have a RESTful client listening to the hub, waiting on pushes to say there's new content here, there's a new item in a feed, go publish it. That RESTful client accepts the pushed feed and then does what it wants with it. And one of the things it does is through the Blip API, it broadcasts the Audioboo over the WXTC channel on Blip. So it's an almost perfect setup. What would make it even better would be that if the RSS feed of favorites and other RSS feeds in Audioboo had a pub sub line added to it, just a very static thing, just one line saying that they will federate with certain hub that's out there for pub sub hub, that would make the need to burn the feed and to ping irrelevant. And it would speed up the process from anywhere between 0 minutes and half an hour waiting on the ping to almost instantaneous. How fast is almost instantaneous on tests I've been running? Anywhere from 20 seconds to 4 minutes. And the more often that things are being updated, the more speedy the hub seems to be about picking up on things. It's probably more got to do with the pinging side of is something published or not than the actual push side. So that's how it's done, and obviously more things can be done on the receiving side, whatever you want to do with a particular received audio. You said you want from your earbuds to blip and do things, maybe bookmark and cue point and reference. Certainly is something that I've been working on a lot and want to bring all the way to the earbud, is a means to click and reference a point in what you heard so that you can come back to that metadata later and update it and say exactly what it was and its relevancy to you, your place and time and the content. Or even, you know, just leave it at that point that there was media and I heard something interesting and I checked in a Foursquare check-in, audio check-ins or video check-ins to say, oh, this is interesting. But there'll be no more data with it. Of course, there could be more data. It's just if you're making it as easy as clicking something near your earbud, you're not going to want to take out a device and type a message, or get to a keyboard to type such a message. So that's how I'm doing it. And apologies if anyone's heard this before, because I probably have put this in Boo before, but it's a long time ago, and it's probably fallen off the conveyor belt of my audio recordings. So thanks for listening, and talk to you all soon. Bye.